Doug Steffen Good Day program with voices galore. Richie and I will try to defend ourselves against Roberta, Maria, Jennifer, Anne Marie, and Janet.
He's on his own, ladies. I'm on your side.
Good luck.
I'm not fool.
Very nice. Okay, so the Boomer Broads, Janet and Anne Marie, are here on the Good Day program. They join us every week for a conversation about something that is important, something that turns on a lot of people, and what could be more important than trying to find happiness. And apparently, these ladies, both of these ladies, are happy. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, men are told not to make a pretty woman their wife. And then you've heard, be happy. What's that, Bobby? What's the guy's name that does that song?
Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. So I would like to start, if I may, ladies. Do you mind?
Yes, except Anne Marie is not happy because she can't call in. She's getting a fax line.
Really?
So that will start with her unhappiness.
No.
Can't imagine.
Try again.
I don't know that we have faxes that are going to be fine, but
she's getting a fax tone.
Really? It serves her right for calling that number.
The nerve of her.
Right, the nerve of her. All right, so if we were to measure the success of our country on how happy we are and the degree to which it's working, our happiness is working to ensure the happiness of future generations, do you think that would be a better measure of success than measuring our GDP? There is a book that I have found, Janet, called The Happiness Manifesto. And I was so happy when I saw you. I'm just happy to have you here and to talk about maybe what amounts to a prescription for individual happiness.
Yes.
National.
Although money is part of that prescription, as you can imagine, Doc.
Money is.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, yeah. It's not the only, but it plays a big role.
Right. So how do you think, if you were to give us a list of ways to be well, i.e. be happy, what would that be? This is something that I think we need to be speaking more about. Apparently, this is the USA Today piece, which I didn't see, and I normally look at USA Today, about the happiest woman in America.
Yeah, two days in a row, too. Hi there.
Actually, 2 days in a row that she was happy?
Yeah, no. She's happy every day, apparently. No, they did a big piece on her yesterday.
Yeah.
It's Gail Sheehy. And I happen to love Gail Sheehy and her sort of her look at passages of life, especially as they pertain to women. But she did a big piece on this woman yesterday and another piece on her today.
And
you want to hear the reason she's happy?
Of course. So we want to all be happy. We want to learn from her.
Yeah, it's actually what they've put together is a well-being checklist. And this woman, God bless her, I'm irritated by her, fits every single line of the checklist, starting with some of these, many of us, and I'll be interested to hear, particularly our women, because this is measuring particularly women 45 plus, but it can really apply to anybody. First and foremost, you have a college degree in at least some graduate school. This woman, Mary Claire, is her name, and she does exist. She's an MBA and an award-winning executive.
So that was one of the ways to be happy. Let me make sure we understand the construct of this. Is to have
college education and some graduate school, meaning you continued a bit after graduation.
This is her phase two. I mean, she tried it. She had a job in her mid-20s and late-20s and was not terribly happy. And
how old is this woman now?
50.
Okay. She married?
She's married.
Yeah,
and
but that's one of the
checklists, which most of us do not have. Some of us do, but
hold
married, never divorced.
Wait.
It's one line item.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
This woman contends that being married leads to a state of happiness.
Well,
can you imagine?
She found the right guy. I mean, this guy said, you know, I'll stay home and take care of the baby and I'll prepare your life.
Really?
Yeah. While you go back to graduate school, which is why she was able to go back and get her.
What'd they use for money? He stayed home. She went to graduate school.
He did half time. He's an optometrist. So he was a doctor able to do, let's say, a 20-hour work week and then care for the kid 20 hours. And she also was able to do a 20-hour school and work week and care for the kid half. And they made a decision together to only have one child.
Uh-huh.
And that, she feels, really tied into her happiness factor, because now at 50, her child is independent, which is a big part of happiness. She doesn't have any, she doesn't care for an aging parent. Her mother is healthy, and she doesn't have to care for her kid who's returned to the nest or is dependent upon her. So she truly has freedom at the age of 50. Now, another thing that irritates me about her, one line item is your BMI.
You're not happy. You're irritated because
no,
this woman is happy.
She irritates me. Her happiness
She's
is
really,
making me very unhappy.
Really kicking Canada.
It's kicking me off. Her BMI is under 30. Right off the bat, I'm irritated.
Body mass.
Yeah.
That's, she has her fat index.
Yeah, she's 115 pounds on a 5'6" frame, which they say is
too
perfect.
Skinny. No,
yeah,
too skinny.
Skinny.
It is
skinny.
A little
very skinny.
No,
the
skinny.
Other, the other thing, though, the other thing which I am lucky enough to have is she doesn't have it, but they say it does contribute to happiness is a very short commute to work.
Yeah.
10 minute commute to work.
That's
oh,
huge.
Yeah, I can see that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She telecommutes 2 days a week, which saves her, but the other days a week she does a commute.
For those of you who are just joining us, the Boomer Broads are describing a lady who's happy, and this is what makes her happy.
Well, possibly the happiest woman in America.
She's the happiest woman in America. Happier than Roberta?
Happier than Roberta.
Happier than Jennifer?
Yeah.
Happier than Maria?
Doug Steffen, so how could she be the happiest
person
in the world?
You're right.
You should get her on, actually. You should get her on.
Yes, you're probably right.
And
all
then
right.
There are also a couple of other things. She has. You have to have 4 to 12 true friends, which
four
not everybody
12?
Has when they hit 50. She
That's
has
a lot of people.
Yeah, she says she has 10 friends she can count on scattered throughout the country.
Really?
You know, and that's not
no wonder I'm so miserable.
Hit
I have no friends I can count on.
There you go.
You can count on me, Doug. You
okay.
know that.
It explains a lot, though.
It yeah, it
the
certainly does.
The unhappiest man in America.
Yeah, that's me.
You know you can call me anytime, anywhere, and I'd be there.
You I know
you.
Go. That's very true, and I feel that's probably true of Jennifer.
Yes, it is.
Just
yeah.
call me for dinner.
Absolutely.
Right. Oh, yeah. The only thing Maria wants to call for is if somebody's buying her dinner. Other than that, she's not dependable. We are talking about what makes women happy. We didn't hear anything about career. I want to talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
The baby boomers. The boomer broads, who are baby boomers, are here on Good Day at 14 past the hour.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Happy talk here on Good Day with the Boomer Broads and with Maria and Jennifer and Richie and Roberta. So we are trying to figure out what makes everybody happy. I think everybody here is reasonably happy.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think there's
Do you think there's a difference between, I mean, when you heard the criteria for happiest woman, do you think there's a difference between women happiness and men?
I think it's an age. I think there's an age thing that enters into it to a certain extent. I think where you live may lend a little sway one way or another. But why don't we ask the other ladies here? Mm-hmm. Maria, we'll start with you. You think that what the ladies, the Boomer Bras, described was something that you can identify with?
Yes. It kind of, they all seem kind of logical to me, but I also think that men find happiness, like their level of happiness is achieved in different ways.
Uh-huh. Well, so this was a prescription for women to be happy, right, Janet and
mm-hmm.
Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we're not talking about women anyway. I mean, men anyhow. All right, Jennifer, what'd you think?
I agree with it. I mean, I think definitely Maria's right. I think what makes men happy and what makes women happy is a little different. I think women are happier based on health, happiness, emotional stuff, money to a certain extent, but only to the point where you're comfortable, where I think men are probably more into money, having sex every day, you know, those kind of things.
Really? Where do we sign up for that?
No, I'm serious. I mean, I think that's a valid point of what makes a man happy in life.
I was wondering when the three-letter word was going to come up.
Well, it depends on the man.
Well, let me serve it up for you.
Trust me, depends on the man.
Didn't we, last week when Andrea Metcalf, who was our fitness guru, was here going through tips for, she's always into some physical thing, that one of the important aspects of having a healthy body is to have sex every day. If you have sex
men
every day.
Men and women? Men and women?
Men and women, yes. Mm-hmm. Both men and women. Well, so the idea is it's better if both are involved in it, I think. Usually the
depends.
Best way. Yeah.
Depends who you ask.
Yeah. But that didn't come up at all. There wasn't anything about sex.
No. Just says good physical and emotional health. It's very broad.
Okay.
Yeah, very broad.
That's part of it, I think.
Yeah, it is. And she's happily married, so I'm sure that's part of it. And I think you make a good point, Doug, that isn't brought up, which is where you live. It says she was born in Wisconsin, in a frigid area of Wisconsin, and her dream was to move to California and live there.
Yeah.
Say again.
Right.
No.
Sorry. She lives in California now.
Yes.
I think that there are many people, in spite of what goes on in California, the driving, the taxes, the crazy people who live there, there's something about California that I will tell you as a part-time California resident, I have been for the last 16, 17 years, I will tell you there's something about California that I absolutely love.
Yeah. I think the ability to get outside every day and move.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That could be it.
But honestly, I don't know. I grew up in Florida, so, you know, take this for what it's worth. But the changing of the seasons exhilarates me.
Yeah, well, a lot of people say that. Florida, however, and this is not to be offensive to our friends that live in Florida, there's a dead end to the energy there. And I don't feel that. But Florida.
Well, I couldn't wait to leave, and I never went back. And
oh
I really
my gosh,
loved it.
You guys!
I can't wait to hear this. Go on.
No, it's 21 after the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
We'll talk.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Okay, we'll have our birthday celebration now. I'll start off with Whispering Bill Anderson, whose real name is James Anderson. I remember meeting this guy a couple of times and enjoying his company. I guess in terms of his ability to entertain in the country world, he's tried just about everything and been involved in all kinds of things. Wrote a lot of songs and has made a lot of money doing that, including Three Times a Lady, Someday We'll Be Together Again. He's a member of the Grand Ole Opry, born in the state in 1937, so he's 74, still entertaining. This is one of his earlier hits called I Got the Fever. Jennifer, you know this song?
You know, I don't.
This is from the era of country music that I love, love.
Your era.
Yeah. Listen to the way. Just crank it up for a second, Chrissy. Just to the feel of beat. Like a little light Elvis feeling to it. Whoa, 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 whoa. Okay, so happy birthday to him. Also, Lou Donaldson, who is a great saxophonist, was on tons of LPs. Born in the state 1926. Marsha Wallace, who's Carol on the Bob Newhart Show, having her birthday today. Today's the birthday of Larry Flint, the publisher of Hustler magazine. Robert Foxworth, who's been, I think he's probably best known for being in Falcon Crest, don't you think? A lot of movies and things, and like Omen 2, etc., etc. Who do we have next? Looks like Ronald Bell, who's known as Cool to his friends. Remember, he was in Detox or something with Ellen Ratner. I don't know that. She went to the Fat Farm. That's where it was.
That wasn't.
Where was it that they were?
It was Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band. It was in the Fat Farm with her.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
So Casey and the...
You're so sensitive.
Well, I do confuse. I have always confused Cool and the Gang and Casey and the Sunshine Band.
When I went down to the Fat Farm at Duke, that guy, that singer, what's his name?
Yeah. Jeannie Berlin, the actress from The Heartbreak Kid, Portnoy's Company. You'd know her if you saw her. Born in the state 1949. And it's time for us to celebrate Lyle Lovett's birthday. Born in the state 1957, Grammy Award-winning singer. Actually got the Best Male Country Vocal Award, Richie, in 1989.
He did.
Wrote a lot of songs.
That's when he was riding high, married to...
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts. Yeah. And riding high on the music charts.
Yep. He's acted a little bit. It's interesting, these guys, even if they become well-known for singing and they make their money... writing songs. That's where a lot of the money is made. Yep. All right, so he's 54 today. Happy birthday to him. Eddie McDonald, bass player for The Alarm.
Ooh. This is kind of one of my favorites.
You like this group?
Love this group.
I don't know much about it.
Oh.
Rachel Tikerton, an actress who has been Natural Born Killers, Don Juan, DeMarco, One Good Cop, Total Recall, Fort Apache, The Bronx. You'd recognize her if you saw her as well. Born this day, 1958. It's Manji Fruhoman. Good God, I don't know. Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Fruhoman.
These guys are Swedes or something like
they
that.
They are Swedes. Yeah. You're right about that. And that's why he's known for his connection to the group A-ha, which has this great pop hit called Take On Me. That's him hitting the note there. Did you hit that, Richie?
It's not even close.
Born this date, 1962. Fernando Valenzuela.
Same. The Dodger pitcher?
Yep. Born this date, 1960. 51 today. Let's see here. Anthony Kiedis. Is that how you pronounce his name?
Kiedis. Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep. 49 today. Rick Allen, who's the drummer for Def Leppard.
One arm drummer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he got
cool.
A car accident, yeah.
No kidding.
Oh, we've got to slip this one in for Jenner.
Big Kenny Alpin from Big and the Rich.
Yeah. Oh, Big and Rich. Yeah, Big Kenny.
48 today. Happy birthday.
67 and looking fine.
I was walking across the street and there were some construction workers and they said, "Hey, you're an oldie, but a goodie."
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Actress Tina Sloan played Nurse Lillian on A Guiding Light for decades.
I mean, I thought I was going to die on the show. I really thought I'd be 90 or 100 and one day be having turkey dinner and fall down, you know.
No such luck. Like many Ulsters, Tina eventually got fewer lines.
I'd get the script and I'd look through and I'd have three lines and they usually had to do with, "Let me take your temperature." And then one day somebody thought, oh, Buzz Cooper and Lillian could have a little romp.
And that hot love scene revived her career and libido once again. Now Tina Sloan's written a book, Changing Shoes, Getting Older, Not Old, with style, humor, and grace. Her compelling memoir explains her self-confidence and get-up-and-go attitude. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
If you're like most people, you're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougSteppen.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Focus here at the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, says you will be very happy if you eat what's left over in your Halloween jack-o'-lantern. A lot of health benefits from your jack-o'-lantern there. Yes, he has a lot of good tips for us every day in the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com.
Hey, Doug, you're speaking of Halloween.
You would like to know. Yes, Jen.
Kim Kardashian's marriage was shorter than the line of trick-or-treaters at Casey Anthony's house.
That's a great line. That's a good line. I love it.
Kim Kardashian's marriage was shorter than Justin Bieber's chest hair.
Kim Kardashian is a waste of everybody's time, and this sort of proves it, how people get so... And you wonder about that. Actually, we're talking about being happy, if you're just joining us. And you wonder about people, whether people like that even know what happiness is. They have lost such perspective.
They think they know.
Well, but I mean, think about their perspective on reality. What is their perspective on reality versus yours? Where is there something in their life that's normal, other than they have to go to the bathroom?
But maybe that is normal for them.
But what's normal,
I mean?
Then?
Maybe their sense of normalcy is just that.
How does it get to that point, though, Maria?
I'm not really sure, but they probably draw their definition of normalcy off of having cameras everywhere in their house other than the bathroom.
But it didn't start that way. They didn't grow up that way. They actually grew up under the circumstances. When did their mother marry Jenner?
Before their father defended O.J.,
yeah, there. I mean, Robert Kardashian, I think, I think Kris Jenner married Bruce in the mid-80s, because they've been married a long time. Mm-hmm. And it was before Robert Kardashian died.
So,
it was before Robert Kardashian was famous, too.
Right.
He was only famous because of O.J. He wasn't famous for that, was he?
But they grew up, he was famous for O.J., but he also ran radio and records. Which is a weird fact that I don't know many people know. Robert Kardashian. Yeah. He was one of the first to run radio and records.
I did not know.
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But they did grow up, I mean, they had the silver spoon in their mouth or the golden spoon or the chicken laying an egg or something. Yeah. Because they did go to school at very prestigious L.A. schools. Kim Kardashian went to school with Paris Hilton and their family. So, I mean, I don't think they were ever hurting for money. So that's probably always been part of her reality.
My daughter teaches at that school. I knew Paris Hilton. She told me Paris Hilton was there. I didn't know Kardashians did.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. That is the example of, in at least my experience, what doesn't bring you happiness. Although, maybe for them, as Maria intelligently points out, maybe for them, that is their measure of happiness. To get attention, to be, maybe they didn't get any. People, generally speaking, who come to the surface like they have lacked something as children growing up. You can pretty much tell what they didn't have. I'd be interested to really get into Dr. Drew, well, maybe not the right one because it's too public. Somebody who's like Drew, who's good at getting to the heart of things, who could actually figure out. And then again, who cares? Why would you want to, other than the fact that it might be a good lesson to learn, okay, you want your children to grow up this way, then treat them that way. You want them to grow up this way, then treat them that way. But we just, the media today has done something that no other media has been capable of doing in the way that they've. And when I say media, I'm including all of the new media, the things that are on Facebook and Twitter and even LinkedIn, some of the business connections that you have if you're friends with somebody on these various social media websites. It's a whole different world. I have friends now, I don't know, friends, acquaintances, people that I'm connected to, or in terms of Facebook like, that I know vaguely. And yet they could claim, I had somebody who wanted to sign up, Richie, on LinkedIn with me, who claimed to have come to me from a friend. And I was curious, so I followed it back to see who the friend was. And the friend was somebody that I connected with on LinkedIn because of a friend of mine who said, connect with him. Yeah. I don't know that person really from Adam.
6 degrees from separation.
Yeah. Sure. Right. Okay. But does that make how many of you look at how many followers you have and are happier? Like Maria has thousands of people that follow her on the various things that she does on her mommy blogging pages. And Jennifer's got hundreds. Richie has hundreds.
Got 2,000.
2,000, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me.
And I probably regularly interact with...
Three of them.
No.
30 of them.
300?
300 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then, let's see here. Jennifer's got... Roberta, you got any friends on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
How many?
Me. I just commented on her status.
Did
maybe
you?
Maybe 100 or so.
Not really. I don't know. Am I a friend of yours? I don't think I am.
Yes, you are, dear.
Am I? Did you
I'm
invite me?
I'm not a friend of yours. I want to be a friend.
Yeah.
You could be my friend, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Just you guys have so much in common.
Yes, we do. We're just, you know.
We do.
All right. So,
we have more than you think, probably.
Yes. Now, we went...
We probably do, Maria.
Talking... Yes, they are both. I know both of you, although I know Roberta a lot better than I know Maria, but I get the sense that a lot of what you go through as parents is similar, and with spouses. Mm-hmm. So, and I will leave it at that. So, the business about happiness, we were talking about being happy in a particular place, and I said something that Maria took offense to, denigrating Florida in terms of what, this was just my own personal reference. It wasn't meant to be a criticism, Maria, but of course you took it that way, which is fine because it makes for a great conversation. I just said in terms of that atmosphere, if you will, I'm happier in California than I ever was in Florida. And frankly, I've spent a lot of time in both states, lots and lots and lots of time. My first experience in Florida goes back to 1964. When my mother got sick and my father bought a little place down there for her to go to in the winter so she wouldn't be really horribly confronted by the weather up here. And so I remember going down there as a teenager and driving around. I mean, I can drive around all of South Florida like it was my neighborhood. And it was okay if you didn't want to be cold. I thought the beaches, Riviera Beach, Palm Beach, they were great themselves. But there was just something about the atmosphere that I that I could never wrap myself around.
It does have a different energy than California, without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah, much better. Yeah. Now,
well, I think when the boomer broads were saying that they couldn't wait to get out, I mean, I think a lot of people come here to die.
Right.
So the energy.
God's waiting room, it's called.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you want the secret to a long and happy marriage?
Yes,
which will make you happy?
Yes.
All right. Story was told to me a long time ago. There was an old woman sipping on a glass of wine while sitting on the patio with her husband, and she says, "I love you so much, I don't know how I could ever live without you."
Hmm.
And her husband says, "Is that you talking or the wine?" And she replies, "It's me talking to the wine."
There you go.
That's the secret to a long and happy marriage.
Yes. This, love it. Love
the
it.
Book, The Happiness Manifesto, says there are five ways to be happy. Connect socially with people, because the foundation of your happiness is your built around your relationships. You agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Build connections with people around you, at home, at work, at school, in your community. Another way to be happy is to be active, i.e. regular physical activity. Maria is a very good example of that, although I think all of you are doing much better than you used to, Roberta, especially. Jennifer's trying very hard to be more active, and it's a very, you can feel it. I think you can hear when people, I have said this on the air, and I don't say this lightly. I would say it to her face. Matter of fact, I have said it to her face. Andrea Metcalf is one of the sexiest women that I have probably ever met in my life. And one of the things that makes her as sexy and attractive as she is, I'm talking about physically, the rest of the things, she's constantly in motion, constantly in gear, and constantly working not only for her own benefit, for other people, and she gets great satisfaction out of seeing other people sort of pick up what she's doing. And it's hard to be around her and not pick up on what she does. It's just that kind of infectious thing that is, I think, everything is about thoughts and actions and feelings with her. And any bit of research that I've ever seen about this stuff, when you think about your sensations, touch, taste, smell, feel, seeing, and then there's the sixth sense, which is partially, I think, confidence. There's a thing about confidence that's extraordinarily sexy. And you have it, Maria. Jennifer's getting more of it, and Roberta's had it and lost it and is gaining it. Depending on what people, how people react that you care to, some of you keep it and some of you don't. And so, but I think that's something that people take notice of more than anything else. And when you are, I don't mean the Kardashian knowing stuff. I mean, when you feel the people around you, the ones that we were talking about before who are the foundation, your friends at work, people maybe you go to school with, or the folks at home, if they understand this sort of self-confidence, maybe if they're smart, they're helping you build your self-confidence, because that's what really, people who love you will make, well, I'm not going to say this correctly, they won't make you better, but you'll feel better around them. Like Richie, and he uses the example of some of the friends, a lot of the lady friends he's been around. I listened to him talk about them, and I can tell they made him feel good about himself. I think that that's, and it isn't just sexual relationships. As a matter of fact, often it's not. It's just how you interpersonally.
Unfortunately.
Nice. Well, I won't tell your wife you said that.
She knows.
Yeah. But don't you, do I make sense? Does it make any sense to you that I'm, it's time to reflect. This is a time when everything else around us is falling, that you, if you can somehow or other deal with yourself, you will find yourself being an instrument of your own success and therefore happiness. I just think that that's it. Maybe this is something the next time we have Jay Kumar on, Richie, we talk to him about this. Right? And you know what else is good for being happy? The ladies, the baby boomers said it, Maria, when they talked about having a college degree. I'm not sure I buy that so much, frankly. I mean, that woman is kind of an elitist.
Ask Bill Gates and Steve Jobs about that one.
But then...
And the Dalai Lama.
The other side of it, though, is, Richie, learning constantly it doesn't mean you got to go to school.
Right.
And you know, one of the things that I have always found, you can laugh as long as you want to about this, finding a musical instrument, even if it's a...
Kazoo.
Kazoo.
Yep.
Singing and music, people who get the benefits of music.
Studies about people that sing in their cars about how that increases your mood.
I've played the guitar since I was 12 years old, and I'm not really good. I'm pretty good, but I'm not really good. Mm. But still, there's an incredible amount of joy when you sit down with that thing and just play.
All right, Maria, this is true confessions. I was driving in Florida, and I had just gotten... I think I just had an incredible experience with a woman. And I was driving, and I was so happy. I had the windows down, the radio was blaring away, and I was singing at the top of my lungs. And I was doing 80 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone on 95. Mm-hmm. And I got stopped. And I just smiled at him. I said, "What's up, officer?" He says, "Well, you're going 20 miles over the speed limit." I said, "You know what? I guess I know that, but I'm so happy I didn't really care." And he looked at me. He says, "Okay, watch your speed."
No.
Yeah.
There's a lot of slow drivers around here.
Yeah. Anyway, so, but you can feel it in a person's. When you talk, Roberta, all of you, Jennifer, Maria, I can hear a smile in your voice. When you're happy, you can hear it. You just do. You hear it, you feel it, you sense it. It's a wonderful balance. It really is. One of the best ways, if you don't have a good job, by the way, that you like, that'll screw you up. Boy, relationships and jobs, you don't like them, either of them, get the heck out of them. Oh. All right, sorry, food for thought. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Packing up his box of stuff.
Yeah. It's 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute, with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother and father come over to the house quite often. My father came over to the house, went into his pocket, and pulled out a handful of money, and began to pass it out to the children. You know, he made the announcement. "Now let's see if Granddad has any money for these wonderful children." Well, five children came from everywhere. My father began to pass this money out. And I thought, this is the same man who, when I was his child, I would ask him for 50 cents. This man would tell me his life story. I asked my father to give me a dollar for the school picnic. He told me how he killed a grizzly bear with his loose-leaf notebook.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free pension and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
A surprising viewpoint on world population now that we've reached another milestone. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. In an overall sense, does it seem more crowded virtually everywhere these days? Here, let me open the door. Wow, a lot of people out here. Sorry, don't have enough coffee for all of you. See you later. In fact, there are 7 billion people out there, including me. The United Nations says global population officially hit the 7 billion mark yesterday, with newborn Danica May Camacho of the Philippines recognized as the symbolic 7 billionth person. She was welcomed to the world yesterday by top UN officials in Manila with a cake. As for the population on the planet, most of us assume 7 billion would be a cause for concern, but not so, according to Stephen Mosher of the Population Research Institute.
You know, if the birth of baby 7 billion meant that lifespans were plummeting, that people were starving because of shortage of grain, because health care was declining, then we wouldn't celebrate.
In other words, Mosher says there is reason to celebrate this milestone of reaching 7 billion. It's a good thing.
Humanity has never been as prosperous. Per capita incomes have more than doubled. Lifespans have never been longer. Per capita food consumption is up. Health care is better. We're actually better off with more people than we were with fewer.
Now that's something we didn't expect to hear from anyone. Mosher is basically saying the more the merrier.
We have Europe, everything in Europe from Ireland to European Russia is literally dying. They're filling more coffins than cradles in that part of the world today. All of the developed countries have birth rates that are below replacement. That means they're having too few children to maintain the current population.
Meanwhile, the UN recently issued a report calling for better family planning practices, along with greater investment in the health and education of young people. By the numbers, about 2 billion of us are between the ages of 10 and 24. The UN estimates global population will reach 8 billion by the year 2025 and 10 billion by the end of the century. Imagine how long the lines of the ATM will be by then. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
If insurance was sold in the grocery store, it'd be easier to compare. Sydney here is in the market for car insurance.
That's right.
So what do you think of these brands? State Farm, Geico, Progressive, and Allstate.
Honestly, they're all pretty much the same to me.
Well, They all give Safe Drivers a discount, but look at the Allstate shelf.
What's that? A coupon?
Even better. It's a check. Only Allstate rewards Safe Drivers with an extra bonus every 6 months you're accident-free.
Nice. Call Allstate today, and you'll also get a lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance absolutely free. Get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. For your free membership kit, just call the local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
Bonus check not available in every state. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wall Street begins a new month today. The market closed on a down note for the month of October. The Dow off 276 points yesterday to 11,955. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. However, the Dow did have its best monthly percentage gain since 2002. S&P posting its best monthly gain since 1987. Oil prices yesterday down 13 cents a barrel to just over $93. Residents on the East Coast still dealing with power outages following that rare October snowstorm this past weekend. In New Jersey, Governor Chris Christie says it's going to be a while before everybody gets their power back on.
By the end of Thursday, over 95% of homes will have power restored.
We assume the governor is talking about this Thursday. Residents have been told the same thing in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and other states rocked by that storm. Couple of closing notes related to calling it quits. We start with the St. Louis Cardinals. They won the World Series last Friday. Their big parade was this past Sunday. And then, yesterday, their manager, Tony La Russa, holds a news conference to announce that he's done. Why now, Skip?
There's like 8 or 10 factors that play into the decision. And each of them have, you know, their relevance about, you know, when it's stay and as tips, you know, it's time to do something different.
La Russa, age 67, the second winningest manager in Major League Baseball history, 3 world championships, 2 with the Cardinals, who he has managed for 16 seasons, 1 title with the A's. And finally, Kim Kardashian, reality star, famous for no reason, and that big guy, pro basketball player Chris Humphries, they were married on August 20th, and they said it wouldn't last. It did! More than 70 days! And now, it's over! Kim Kardashian herself issuing a statement saying she had hoped this marriage was forever, but sometimes things don't work out as planned. You know, the over-under on the marriage was 3 months. Glad I took the under. I'm David Weiss. Other than the Kim and Chris story, that's the news that matters.
Hi, this is Ed Krell, Chief Executive Officer of Destination Maternity. It's a sad fact that each year, thousands of babies here at home and millions more worldwide are born too soon. The problem is big, but that shouldn't stop us. Together with the March of Dimes, we're helping moms in our community get the care they need to have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Help us raise awareness of this crisis and put an end to premature birth for good. Learn and do more at marchofdimes.com.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Steffen Show. This is